referring back to our first public hearing, subdivision 2006-67 CH3 LLC.
We don't have any septic feasibility from Deseret.
Okay, then that's a pretty much an automatic deferral.
Yeah, that's one issue.
Yeah, among others.
That's the one that also had power line. The power line, and I just throw this out here for the commission's benefit, whether the commission wants to see something more definite on how they're going to get access to that place. You know, I mean, they don't even have a signed license agreement. It seems like they could get a license agreement contingent on approval with DPNL.
But it's contingent on three people.
Yeah, it's not a good situation, at least not yet.
Well, it sounds like DPNL built into that agreement is the approval from, well, the Corps of Engineers certainly, but then the county and DLDOT. But, I mean, I guess it's sort of a chicken and egg type situation. I don't know, but right now it doesn't seem like there's anything that says that they even have any kind of access. It's all still up in the air.
I don't think Public Works will even look at it unless they got preliminary approval.
Yeah, I know, that's the problem, but and we don't even have anything, even a letter from DPNL really at this point saying that they've signed off on it as sort of a concept. I mean, I don't know, that's just, I throw that out
there. Or a signed, I mean, it's blank. The easement's blank.
Yeah, it's not even been signed or anything, right.
DPNL's also on the
deferral, though?
What do you want to do? You want to deny it?
No, but is it a deferral? Does that be, could that be part of a condition?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
sure, it needs to be. You need to defer it till that.
Until that comes in?
I would say what you would defer it until you get septic feasibility and also receive more detailed information on the entrance and access to the project.
Are you leaving the record open for that?
Yeah, probably.
Would it be fair to be more specific and say a copy of Attachment A to the proposed license agreement?
That's true, but if we're going to do that, you have to give the public time to comment on whatever additional
Right, I just was trying
in.
To be specific as
yeah,
to
I
what
agree
would
with
be
you.
Expected.
I agree with you. We should be as specific as possible, but also right. need to leave a window for folks to comment.
Once we get it.
Clearly, there's some interest in this application. So.
And that gets it more specific. My concern is we have a form, basically, from DPNL. We don't have anything even from DPNL saying that Exhibit A or not, that they're really willing to even grant the easement or license.
And it bothers me that license agreement is pretty clear that they've got the final say on what the access is, and who knows what they're going to require.
And that's not going to fly necessarily. They don't get the final say.
But the problem is, like Shane said, though, you still get back in that chicken egg thing because, you know, Public Works isn't going to look at it until you get preliminary approval, and you know, and they're probably going to say, "Well, DPNL isn't going to look at it until you get preliminary approval," and we're saying, we're not going to give preliminary approval.
If I were a betting man, I would say you're going to end up talking to DPNL's attorney about this. So. Yeah.
But I thought the issue, one of the issues too, was they didn't want to pay the fee to DPNL.
That's what they said.
That's up to them.
Right. So I don't think because they don't want to pay the fee means we go ahead and give them carte blanche.
No.
Proceed.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. That's what they have to, you know, that's what they have to work out.
So put a timeline on the days that it's open?
I think
left to open until
I think until they
DPNL and
I think until they provide it. If it takes them a year to do it, then it takes them a year to do it.
It's like septic feasibility. I mean, there's no time.
Yeah, we can't put a time limit on septic feasibility when they get either. So we just might as well
defer for septic feasibility
and for this other thing, and then until they both get both of them, we'll.
I would say defer for septic feasibility and for more definite information on the means and method of access through the DPNL license.
So we're leaving the public record open for so many days after receipt of that?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think
after the receipt of both.
Yeah, because there are people here that had a definite interest in what was going on there, so they need to have an opportunity to comment on whatever else comes in.
Okay.
14 days?
Yeah, 15, we usually say 15. 15, I guess.
Because
yeah.
We usually announce it at one of our meetings that the information.
Well, announce it at a meeting that the information's here and the clock is running. Okay. So
this lady in the audience, was she, yeah, were you yeah, here on this one?
She was. Yes, she was. And she's, you've been incredibly patient. Plus, you had great visual aids. Yeah, come on up here and say it now. If I'd have known you were going
to
say
it. It's not on the record, though. I had to tell you.
Yeah, you're not.
It's, no, what I wanted to do was I had videotaped.
Well, so you can get on the mic.
Come on up here and see us.
I had actually videotaped.
Well, ma'am, stop.
Wait.
I know you have the best intentions, but I don't want anything more to be said.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Let's, because the reason I say that, it's no offense to you, but the record's been closed and
right.
Whatever decision is going to be made on this, I don't want anybody claiming that there was...
There was additional information. I understand that. I think you said you had a question you wanted to ask.
Well, the question was earlier I wanted to show you the condition of the road.
Okay. All right.
You can leave that exhibit that you referred to.
Would you
here.
Like that exhibit?
Can I leave my CD too?
Not now.
Not now, but you can leave that board. Though,
leave the board because it was here. Yeah. If you want to have that be part of the record.
And rest assured that all the commissioners do visit the sites.
Yeah, we've all.
So we're familiar with the road conditions.
Yeah.
And,
okay, good.
And we'll be done here in a second. Okay. Anybody else have anything from Google? Oh, no, wait a minute. We got to go. We got a whole bunch of other public hearings. Go ahead. You got to make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for subdivision 2006.
Trying to get out of here.
67 C3 LLC, care of John Herhold, is for deferral until septic feasibility. And the agreement between DPNL and DelDOT has been reached, and that the record remain open for a period of 15 days after the receipt of that information.
I would just add one thing, that DPNL, DelDOT, and the applicant.
And the applicant.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-67 CH3 LLC, care of John Herholtz. Until such time, until 15 days after the receipt of the septic feasibility study, the DPNL easement, and what did you say about the applicant?
Just he said the till we got a copy
DelDOT.
Of the license agreement confirming the agreement between DPNL, DelDOT, and the applicant.
Okay. Said. All right. What our counsel said.
With
Mr. Burton said, and leaving the record open for 15 days thereafter for public comment, for written public comment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.